Welcome to episode 3 of season 10 of the Taboo Podcast from Vegas. This episode is part of a very special audio podcast collection of reviews and opinions presented to alert you to taboos in movies, streaming series, and digital releases such as seen on YouTube. This episode is called Taboo Review, The Wild One by Madeira D'Souza of Las Vegas, also known as Woody.
This podcast episode looks back to what's considered the first Hollywood movie that depicted strongly masculine men riding motorcycles and what the behaviors are of those men in terms of the film's storytelling. The Wild One, starring Marlon Brando, is the movie this Taboo Review turns to for whatever significance it may bring to illuminating out-of-control masculinity. Brando is often thought of as the best motion picture actor of all time from the United States. The name Brando is synonymous with masculinity. He stood as the well-built guy with broad shoulders whose physical presence inspired erotic thoughts from both women and men. Brando starred in The Wild One, a black-and-white movie running only 1 hour and 19 minutes, which was released in 1953. I strongly recommend that you watch The Wild One, and let me tell you why. The Wild One is a character-driven movie about sudden, unexpected troubles caused far from any big city when a group of young men on motorcycles rides into a small town. They seem to be in that small town only in search of pleasure. They are not looking for jobs. They seem totally disconnected from mainstream society at the time, which was the early 1950s, just after the end of World War II. Brando's character is under age 30, and as such, the character is shown to be wildly undisciplined. He comes across as very intelligent, and perhaps that's why he is the apparent leader of the pack. The other men who ride with Brando are the same age or younger than him. They look up to him, of course. And there is one thing that unites all these young men: their clothing. Tight denim trousers, leather jackets, and motorcycle boots. There were no helmet laws in those days for motorcycle riders, so you can see all of their youthful faces. So what is it that the movie The Wild One conveyed about young men's behaviors at the midpoint in the 20th century? And how did the motorcycle riders in the movie characterize masculinity? They were not looking to break laws, no. This is not a movie about bank robbers or thieves of any other variety. Brando and his fellow motorcycle riders ride into that small town not really knowing what to expect. They do not seem aware of what they might find, and they clearly have no specific plans for what they will do once they are in that town. They drink beer, for sure, from a bottle, but it's domestic bottled beer, I'm certain. They also drink a lot of coffee. I wonder, how do they afford to pay for bottled beer and coffee if they are all useless guys or unemployed and just ride motorcycles all day long? This movie does not emerge as a warning about the dangers caused by young men who drink too much bottled beer. Maybe these young men caused trouble in that small town because they got over-caffeinated. Think about that. The local young women in the small town seem obviously attracted to these young men on motorcycles. And why do you think that is? The young men in the Wild One movie are not particularly good-looking in the traditions of handsome men depicted as characters in Hollywood movies. Brando, of course, is the standout above all other men. At that point in his film career, Brando exuded intense sexual vibes that were undeniable. Except for Brando, every one of the other young men in the motorcycle gang was not especially good looking, however. The story in this film really concerns the clash of men from different and opposing generations. The town sheriff is in his 60s. Brando's character and all the young motorcycle men are at least 30 years younger than the sheriff. You get the idea. The other local men are in their 50s at least. The older men cannot relate to the younger men. The older guys don't understand the slang spoken by the motorcycle boys. The older men in town do not relate well to the young riders at all, particularly when the local men see the erotic impact which the motorcycle guys are having upon the local females. This is, of course, a stereotypical conflict that always leads to trouble in movie narratives. Making matters more complicated for this movie is that the female romantic interest for Brando's character in this movie happens to be an attractive young woman who is the daughter of the sheriff, that 60-year-old guy. Yeah, it's fun and maybe even instructive to be able to watch the origin of the visual icon representing masculine men in American culture from the viewpoint of a Hollywood movie. And Brando's on-screen presence certainly is mesmerizing. But The Wild One from 1953 does not offer much else culturally. The fact that this film does not even fill out a full 90 minutes seems odd, to me at least. Maybe they ran out of money. It's like a black and white pencil sketch of masculinity that doesn't know how far it should really go. There are no sexual behaviors in this movie, no nudity, and no on-screen violence of any real consequence. So, this movie does not illuminate a serious taboo. What the movie is best at doing is equating what a man wears to what kind of man he is inside. This is definitely an old-fashioned and outmoded way of thinking about men, I think anyway. You know what? The term toxic masculinity was not yet coined back in those days, and the phrase refers to out-of-control masculinity, which can erode civility and peaceful order in society. Today you will find that phrase discussed in certain circles and, of course, among militant feminists. I happen to be a man who finds that phrase misses the true and authentic traits of masculinity today, and therefore is quite useless for explaining male behaviors in the present day. But the philosophical origins of that phrase certainly can be traced back to Brando and his on-screen presence in the movie The Wild One. This is even while Brando's character is not especially aggressive nor violent, and the character is written so that he shows a certain level of respect for the sheriff's daughter. Brando's character does not force himself upon the sheriff's daughter sexually, and the character played by Brando seems downright uncertain about how an authentic man of the early 1950s should behave towards women. The character Brando plays is clever with words, and he wears tight denim trousers. I suppose that should count for something, right? And none of the other motorcycle guys seem to know how to behave towards women either, except to dance with them after drinking lots and lots of coffee. Pardon me, miss, I'm a little strung out now, had too much caffeine. You want to slow dance with me? So how in the world can this be the film origin of the concept of toxic masculinity? Oh yeah, maybe one element, tight denim trousers, leather jackets, and motorcycle boots. But isn't that only on the surface? Is that not more than calling attention to mere costuming? If you get on a motorcycle, does that mean you actually are more of a man compared to others? And what can be said about the motivations of Brando's character? Why does he behave in such a clear-cut, antisocial way? A rebel without a clue. I think that fits, even if it is a cliche. I will conclude this taboo review by saying, just go with it. the movie The Wild One. Don't think too much and don't drink too much coffee, especially after you arrive in a small town without any plan of action. Just kick back and have a blast from the past in glorious black and white. Hope you find some time to watch The Wild One, starring Marlon Brando.
Thank you, Madeira D'Souza, for the taboo review of the movie The Wild One. You have been listening to episode 3 of season 10 of the Taboo Podcast from Vegas. This episode is part of a very special audio podcast collection of reviews and opinions presented to alert you to taboos in movies, streaming series, and digital releases such as seen on YouTube. Thank you for listening to this Taboo Podcast from Vegas.